Exactly, Chris. I mean, both the players were, sets of players were very flat. Even the crowd was quite muted, you know, because I think that they were expecting something else. Had the penalty, of course, been given 90 seconds earlier, and I've since, you probably heard, there's been quite a bit of controversy about that penalty, but fair play to our French referee. He stuck to his guns and felt that he gave a right decision. But, you know, at the same time, if you were to, tomorrow morning, if you were to ask all the Lions players and all their supporters out in Auckland, are they happy with what happened? I think they'd be very happy. And I think Warren Gatland would be even happy too, Chris, because let's be honest, 3 or 4 weeks ago, especially after that first test match, I don't think anybody was thinking in terms of the Lions would share the series. And I think what they have achieved shouldn't be forgotten in a sense, because, I mean, that place, Eden Park, has been sort of a real refuge for the All Blacks. And the fact is, you know, that so many games, and I mean, they are the best side in the world, as everybody knows. And I think after that first game, everybody thought maybe the second test. But the Lions clawed their way back. Gatland, even though probably a lot of us didn't particularly agree with all his selections, at the end of the day, you know, he made his call and it worked out for him. A bit like 4 years ago, whenever he controversially dropped Brian O'Driscoll before the last test in Sydney, and the Lions had quite a good result in that one. But I think overall the Lions will be absolutely delighted, especially younger members, Satoji, Furlong, McGrath and all. This is something that they'll never forget. And to have achieved a series draw in New Zealand at such an early age sets him on the road for a great career.
I think it's also important to point out, you know, for many of those players, Alec, it's been a long, long season, and one could argue that you know, some of them will probably never play as much rugby in the space of 12 months. So it was a grueling task and demand being asked of them to go down there, and at the end of the day, to square the series is probably in itself quite an achievement.
Very much so, because it's only halfway through the New Zealand series of Super 15. There's going to be coming to a conclusion, and they play the championships where they play six games, and then they come to Europe and to the British Isles and Ireland to play games as well. But as you say, I mean, you take some of those Saracens guys who were actually playing a Premiership final, Jack Noel for Exeter as well, in 07, and then they were getting on the plane virtually a day or two after. They only had 6 days out in New Zealand before the matches began, although they would have had a rest of it, but more days. But, you know, the fixture, everybody said the fixtures was going to cause chaos. Gatland was very adamant, of course. He felt that the better the opposition you played, that was the one way was going to improve a side. And as it turned out, you know, that's how it was, because, I mean, those are fantastic. Those are like international sides that you're playing there, the Hurricanes, the Chiefs, the Auckland Blues and the Crusaders. Of course, I mean, it didn't start off so well with the Auckland Blues, probably the weakest of all the provinces, were the one that beat them. And then, of course, there was there was the other game against the Murrays and the Crusaders, which were both convincing, but the Crusaders were probably not as strong as they would have been normally, and the Murrays were very undercooked. They just didn't seem to be up for that game. And as I say, that first test, I mean, you know, had Webb not scored that try near the end, which was still 30 points to 8. But the one thing, I think, Chris, that the All Blacks will have learned from this series is if you don't have a kicker who can put points over, you're going to lose games. And, I mean, you know, Bowden Barrett, again, missed a simple kick early on. The conversion, they put one over, but he missed the other one. But when you looked at Farrell today, who didn't have the greatest of games, I mean, those last two penalties he kicked were magnificent. But that one at Elliot Daly, I mean, it's magnificent to see somebody with a left foot who can kick from 5 metres inside his own half. And I think psychologically, Daly's penalty going over really lifted the Lions and probably put it, you know, had the All Blacks thinking a bit, because at that stage it was going either way. But that was a magnificent kick, and certainly he apparently has been kicking so well out there. But you would have kicked that 55 meter penalty, give them a great lift. But as you say, I'm sure a lot of them will be looking for quite a rest now when they go back, because it has been literally 12 months when they started training last year. But having said that, Chris, I suppose to come away with such a good result and everything, the tiredness will not probably hit them for a few days yet.
Now, for people who may not be avid rugby fans, sometimes people find it hard to understand what all the hype is about the Lions tour. But playing down there against New Zealand, even when you look at the crowd at Eden Park, there was nearly as many red shirts in the crowd. I mean, this is as high a level as you can possibly get. This is the pinnacle of a career for people, and every bit as good possibly as being in a World Cup final?
Well, I mean, if you looked at it, I mean, I've been at the Five Lions tours prior to this, and you know, the atmosphere at all of those games have been fantastic. As you say, I think it was 22 or 23,000, I reckon, supporters came to New Zealand. A lot of those people would have actually probably saved up for 4 years and decided this was a big holiday, going for the complete package. Some people maybe just took in the three tests. But, you know, the atmosphere, it is something else. And, I mean, even you saw a lot of the players who have experienced internationals and Heineken Cup finals and Premiership finals and Pro 12. But, you know, everyone to a man said, you know, the atmosphere when they ran out, and not only today but in the other games as well, was unbelievable and something they'll never forget. And as you say, it is the pinnacle for any British or Irish player to don the Lions jersey, and especially to go out there against the best team in the world and come away on level terms. I mean, that is something I think is fantastic. I know people were disappointed. Maybe you could see Kieran Reid was a bit disappointed, even Warburton. People said, should they have played extra time and all? But no, I think that would have taken away from it. I think you have three games of rugby over 80 minutes, and the results stands by that. And certainly, you know, from a spectator's point of view, from a Lions spectator's point of view, what a great tour to go out on. And, you know, you could see how happy they were. And it was great to see the way the players were mingling afterwards in the photographs and going around signing autographs at New Zealanders with the Lions and Lions people with the New Zealanders. And I think the whole series, Chris, and I think that's the one thing that hopefully it'll be mentioned. The way that series was played, the spirit of the game, okay, it was the Sonny Boy Williams shoulder, which probably wasn't all that meaningful. There was Vinopola's clear out, probably just a bit awkward more than anything. There was the swinging arm today, which thankfully didn't do any damage. But generally speaking, to be playing a physical game at such a high level and with such intensity, I thought the sportsmanship was tremendous.
And finally, Alec, just what's the time span now before we see action starting up again on the local front?
Well, I suppose clubs now, Chris, will be getting themselves starting to train. The season starts on the last Saturday in August. That will be the Ulster League, and then the All-Ireland League. It'll start, I think it's the third Saturday in September, more or less following the same dates as yesterday. Then, of course, you've got internationals in the autumn, and you've got Fiji, Argentina and South Africa coming to play Ireland at the Aviva. So all in all, a lot of rugby to be a lot this year. Of course, the Champions Cup as well. The first two rounds will be in October. So quite a lot. Chris, if I just wanted to finish with one thing, if you don't mind. You know, in all the aura this morning, and you can see Henderson out on the pitch there. Rory Best, he was one of the people talking in the studios. But the one person that I know I didn't see anywhere, and I kept looking, and I tell you, I feel so sorry for Peter O'Mahony. I mean, to think that 2 weeks ago, this guy, proudest man ever, led the Lions out in the first test, played 55 minutes, and literally hasn't been heard of since.
Yeah, and I suppose it shows the strength and depth there. I mean, a number of players who probably thought they might have got a bit more game time, and it doesn't always happen.
No, I mean, Ian Henderson must be very disappointed as well, not at least making the bench after the two performances he had. Rory Best, who captained the side in the two midweek games and who most people thought would at least be on the bench because of his all-round ability. And in fact, at one stage today, Chris, you might remember whenever the Lions scrum started the creak, Jimmy George was in a situation where he couldn't strike for the ball, something that Best has never done. Those are small things, but I'm sure Best is quite happy. He's captained the Lions on two occasions. He captained when he was in Australia, and at the end of the day, he's part of the squad. Gatlin has stressed, as they all do, that it's a 41-man squad that tied the series with New Zealand. But I just feel so, so sad for Peter Mahoney and possibly Ian Henderson, who, let's face it, did nothing wrong, and certainly today, maybe when the going was tough, Henderson would have relished it, but his day will come. He's only 24, 25, no doubt. He'll be penciled in for South Africa in 4 years' time.